and that exchange indicating that we are expecting to acquire data from the GPS system on board. That'll be a navigational tool that will basically tell Integrity's computers that they're on track down the center line of the corridor for the entry interface that will lead them to their splashdown point. Once again, the Artemis 1 entry exposed the heat shield for about 20 minutes of peak heating. For Artemis 2, we're going to reach a downtrack distance of 1,701 nautical miles from the point of entry interface with just 14 minutes of duration, and it's basically a different angle of attack, a little bit steeper angle of attack that will protect the heat shield from excessive heat loads. So that is the difference between Artemis 1 and Artemis 2, all designed into this mission to gather data, protect the heat shield, since the Artemis 3 mission and beyond will have a different designed heat shield that will allow that skip entry type of profile to be resumed for all of the future missions coming back from the south pole of the moon when we initiate lunar landings.